Welcome back, my friends. Chef and the Fat Man live from the Moon Bowl Egg Fest 2015 in beautiful Corbin, Kentucky. Now, for those of you who are a bit ignorant of geographics, you're saying to yourself, where in the heck is Corbin, Kentucky? Well, if you're in Atlanta, all you need to do is jump on I-75 North, go 4 hours, you'll see a couple of exits, and within minutes off the exit, you're in beautiful Corbin, Kentucky. It is a beautiful drive. Once you get outside Knoxville, it's nothing but beautiful valleys of wonderful, beautiful forests, gorges. Then you get into Corbin, Kentucky, and if you're lucky enough, you'll get to meet one of the movers and the shakers, one of the people that has truly made Corbin, Kentucky successful, as so many of the people have. He's president of the Home Bank here. It is a special pleasure. He is one of the co-founders of Moon Bowl Egg Fest 2015. I wish y'all would give a big Corbin and around the world welcome to the man himself, President Tim Barnes.
Hey, Fat Man.
Yeah.
You know, a minute ago you said, welcome, Fat Man, and everyone in here turned around.
Well, they were confused.
I know.
They thought you were talking to me or you.
I thought you were talking to me.
No, no. Are you kidding me? Come on, man.
There was a lot of people I saw wave. Thanks.
Tim, what an amazing, you know, 2 years ago. Why did you set it up? What happened 2 years ago?
Well, it all started over, believe it or not, Red Ginger Ale. And we were all sitting around, Mel and I were sitting around and decided that we were tired of going to other cities to do this. We thought we could do it. And it wasn't one of our brighter moments because, as you can see, it's a lot of hard work.
It is. It is. But it's such a great thing to do because Egg Fests are popping up all over the country, all over the world. And this town is really perfect, absolutely perfect for an Egg Fest.
But it is. It's got great location. As you said, you're talking about where we're located. It's 25 miles north of the Tennessee border. We're almost halfway between Knoxville and Lexington, a huge draw, southeast Kentucky. As you've said, it's the most friendly place in the world. But it is a wonderful, wonderful area, and we don't have large egg dealers, but we have a great egg dealer in Lowe's Pools.
Oh, I'll tell you what, those folks said, what?
There's Stephen Lowe right over there right now making something.
And he's cooking on something that's very cool. Dr. Sean, you're going to love this. He's cooking on a circular block of Himalayan pink sea salt. One of the great things about Corbin is they're so innovative, they're so creative, and Lowe's Pools, as an egg dealer, they have got it going on, Tim. They really, really do.
I got to stir my stuff here. Wait just a second, Kevin.
All right.
That worked. We're making some mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese? Oh,
mac,
man.
Mac and cheese.
Now, before we get to your recipe, you came up with this concept about 2 years ago.
Yes.
We met for the first time.
In Hiwassee.
Yeah.
Well, everybody wants to be John Hall, but not everybody can have Hiwassee.
Yeah.
And North Georgia Eggers is a wonderful group, and we've got the Moonbow Eggers, and we try to model ourselves after that. I don't know that we'll ever be that big or that successful, but he's a wonderful mentor to try to learn from, and that's kind of how we got started. We've done several of the shows. We've been to Hiwassee a couple times, been to the Mothership a couple times, and then we do a lot of the local shows in Kentucky, and believe it or not, Kentucky's a big egg state. There's one in Shelbyville, Frankfort. The Wilson Nursery's here. Tom Weeks is here to help support us. We support him. There's one at Brownsboro Hardware in Louisville. So they're jumping up and popping up all over the place, and actually we've tried to help start a couple more feeder programs. I think they're trying to start one in Knoxville and such. So, you know, as being an egger yourself, you know, everyone's friendly. We all share our own stuff, and it's kind of like being in the banking community. We don't have any banking secrets. You know, we all share, and that's exactly what eggers do. And Mel and I, and we got Jeff Parks and Don Bird, they're all in this together, and it's just a great time. We have fun.
Well, you know, last night your meet and greet was fantastic.
We had about 45 or 50 people here, I was pleasantly surprised. It was wonderful. Great night.
Oh, man.
Our football team lost last night, but we did hear the cannon several times get fired off over there. It's right across the railroad tracks.
Yeah, behind the trees, behind the railroad tracks. We're sitting there last night, and I was just getting ready to bite into a piece of that wonderful chicken. And all of a sudden, kaboom, it scared. I mean, for those of us from Atlanta, you hear a noise that loud, you duck and cover.
Yeah, I understand.
And it was a cannon, and that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's small town USA here, and obviously Corbin football is really big, just as in a lot of small towns in the South where football's bigger, basketball or baseball. And that leads into the story. This whole event is a fundraiser. And if you see the kids out here today, you'll see them. They're with the Corbin baseball team, and they're raising funds. Last year, I think our first year, we got to give them right at $1,500. And that's a big piece to their budget.
Yeah.
And this year, we're shooting for a little more than that. The coach is out here carrying Pepsi. Right there he goes now. So we're trying to raise money for a great cause.
Is that Pepsi or Bud Light?
That's Pepsi.
Oh, okay. Well, now, there's a reason why Pepsi is so strong here.
See, Jim drove all the way from Maryland to Corbin.
Yeah.
Just to get here.
About 5 minutes, we have biscuits and chocolate gravy.
Biscuits and chocolate gravy.
We get lined, so you want something.
I'll be right over as soon as we get off here. I'll be headed that way, Jim. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. But, yeah, I mean, the people have come from Evansville, Indiana. They've come from Illinois. They've come from Maryland. And I hear they came for your amazing mac and cheese.
That's what we got right here. You can kind of see I'm probably about 5 minutes out from it being. It's getting close to being done right now. But
that is decadent.
It is. It only takes four ingredients plus a special couple stuff.
Well, now, here we go. I guess that's because, you know, Corbin, Kentucky, for a long time, people didn't realize, but once Colonel Sanders, the more famous he became, Corbin, Kentucky really started to become part of the map because of the Sanders Cafe.
Yeah, you know, we went there yesterday, and they have a model of exactly what the restaurant looked like back in the 50s and the 60s when he got started. And I know you studied up on the history of that. And that's kind of, you know, that was the beginning of fast food.
And it really was.
It's a culture here. And if you drive by there, as we did yesterday, there's tour buses. They're coming in and out of there. And I think they said yesterday four or five buses a day that come through there. Again, it's a wonderful spot right off I-75. You can get to the restaurant off I-75 probably in 2 miles.
Now, what's neat about Sanders Cafe is, for those of you who don't know the history, in 1935, Harlan Sanders decided to open a cafe as part of his gas station. Basically, it was a gas station and a cafe.
Yes.
It became so popular, and it wasn't just the chicken. It was the ham. It was the home cooking. He decided to open a motel there, which was very innovative at the time. So he called it Sanders Court.
One-stop cafe. Come stop. And as you mentioned, he had a model hotel room in the restaurant. So while you were eating, you could look and see how clean the rooms were, and you could stay.
And that was a big thing because mothers back then, wives and mothers, they would always check out the hotel rooms, the motel rooms of every place they went before they would make the decision to stay. So Harlan decided to build a replica in his cafe. Innovative. Then, of course, the broasted chicken using the I can't remember the name of the actual cooking.
Pressure cooker.
Yeah, it was a pressure cooker, but it was a certain name that it had on it. And from there, the rest is history. But speaking of history, why don't you give us your historical recipe for your famous mac and cheese?
I'm having a hard time concentrating. Mel just came in here with the potato pizza. That's my favorite, by the way.
Well, yeah, but see, you got to take this away.
Yeah.
Settle down, ma'am. I know you're looking at it with great greed and lust.
What we've got is our mac and cheese. It takes four major ingredients. It takes 4 cups. It's easy to remember, 4 times 4. 4 cups of elbow macaroni, 4 cups of heavy whipped cream, 4 cups of Velveeta shredded cheese, and 4 cups of chicken broth. And you mix that all in dry. You just pour it in there. And then the kicker is, the secret ingredient is Mad Byron's butt rub, maybe a tablespoon or 2 or 3.
I think it was 4. I was more like 4.
Some pepper, maybe another 2, 3, just whatever you want to put in there. And then if my wife's not looking, I put some red pepper flakes in.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I like
it
that.
It spices it up a little bit. You cover it 10 minutes, or you cook it for an hour under heavy smoke. I use apple chips. The first 30 minutes, I stir it every 10 minutes with no lid. The last 30 minutes, I put a lid on, stirring it every 10 minutes. Then you serve it. It comes out really thick. And of all the Egg Fest I go to, this is what people ask for the most.
Well, I know it was the second most requested thing I had from you, because you had some you brought some water down from the
spring water. Apple pie style.
Yeah, right from the mountains of Daniel Boone Forest and National Forest. And it was amazing water. But then you brought out the mac and cheese, and I was done. You killed me. The food was amazing.
I don't know if you were done, because you had some spring water later on that afternoon, too.
Yes. And, of course, my friends, when we're talking about spring water, you know exactly what it is. The fresh stuff right from the mountains. Tim
goes through a steal.
That's fresh.
It's right, clean. right out of the ground. Well, my friends, Tim Barnes gives you an example, just a touch. You've met Maggie, you've met Tim. You're going to meet Mel. You're going to meet some wonderful people here. This is what makes Corbin such an amazing city.
We appreciate you all coming down. We really do, and hope you come back. And the third annual will be this time next year.
Yes,
my math's good. Two plus one equals three.
We're gonna work with you on the dates. Hopefully we can make it because Copenhagen takes precedence. I'm sorry. And we're not talking about the stuff in the round tin can.
Well, I'm going with you.
Okay, well, there you go. But, my friends, we are at Moon Bowl Egg Fest 2015, second annual, right here in beautiful Corbin, Kentucky, standing right behind Colonel Harlan Sanders' beautiful bronze statue at the beautiful park, Sanders Park. It's all about food, it's all about fun, it's all about the beautiful city of Corbin and the beautiful people. Egging it on, baby, Chef of the Fat Man, taking it to the streets of Corbin, Kentucky.